Episode 2818, Don't Let Yourself Become Weary.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous day. An extraordinary week is ahead of you. And I know, though, sometimes you can get bogged down with all of the stuff, the responsibilities, yes, even the kids and the hubby. But take a deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Don't let yourself become weary. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, hope is the heartbeat of the soul. However, it's the gratitude in the veins and arteries that carries you through the storms. Don't let yourself become weary of what you can't control. A rainbow is on the horizon. The best way to live your everyday is to lead with a grateful heart. And I know you're sitting here going, how can I be grateful? Do you not know my situation? Do you know that I'm facing a health crisis? Do you know that my car's been stolen? Do you know my kids are absolutely driving me crazy? Do you know my marriage is on the brink of a divorce? You can't tell me to sit here and have a grateful heart. But I do, and I can, because I too have shared in circumstances similar. And I may not have named them individually, but our circumstances and situations do not define who we are. And if we look to our day with gratitude, it changes it. Because gratitude is a sunshine in your everyday, especially when there only seems to be gray skies. Focus on the good. What you continue to search for is exactly what you will find. The deeper you dig into what you can't control, the deeper your frustration and fears become. Don't let yourself become weary. Now, that doesn't mean that you ignore what is happening in your life. Yeah, you may be facing a health crisis right now. That doesn't mean that you don't ignore it. That doesn't mean that you decide you're not going to go to any doctor's appointments. You're not going to take the medication prescribed. You're not going to follow the regimen. No. You need to feel those feelings. You need to experience it, but you don't let it take you out. But a lot of us do. We just say, you know what? I can't deal with this. You may not feel strong, but you are strong. And you have to be strong when you're caught in these circumstances. And a lot of it comes truly from gratitude. I know because I've been there. Is it easy? No, but it's simple. So of course, that doesn't mean that you ignore what's happening in your life, right? What it does mean is to focus on the good, see what is present, and take aim for how you choose to live. Notice, it's how you choose to live. Your circumstances do not dictate your day unless you let them. You got to give it permission. The same goes for your feelings. You can let them lead your day and fall short every time. Or you can acknowledge your feelings and then choose how you will respond to the situation you find yourself in. Maybe you are in a rocky road marriage right now. Things are not going real smoothly. Your spouse and you are not having great conversation. In fact, it's only arguments. The tension you could cut with a knife. Just because you're going through that doesn't mean that you can't see the silver lining, the blessings that God wants you to see. But you see, you have to choose to see it. I can give you a glass. And I can fill it up halfway. And you can see that glass is either half full or half empty. What say you? Are you the half empty gal? Are you one who says, gosh darn it, if I don't have it all, I don't have anything? Or can you look at it and say, you know what, it's half full. I know I can make this work somehow. I'm going to get through it. I don't know what it is about me personally, but when I was growing up, when anybody told me I couldn't, oh, you better believe, I put on my vest of courage and I said, let me show you. And it could have been about, oh, you want to try out for the musical? I've never tried out for a musical. I don't know that I'll ever get the part. I've been singing my entire life, so why not try out? But yet everybody will say, oh, you can't do it. There's just no way. You've never done this before. I'm like, I'll show you. And I go and I get the part. Some people say, you can't go and go back to school or be an entrepreneur and raise five kids. You can't homeschool and really have an incredible family with five kids, having your husband going all over the place and you moving all the time. I'm like, no, I can. I can do this. It's not about proving someone's wrong. It's about proving that God's got me right where He wants me. That's the inspiration I carry every day. It's not about what others lay upon me or what I think I see in the mirror. It's what God puts in my heart, and I choose to live by that. And all of it comes from gratitude. I choose to see my life through the lens of gratitude. That glass, half full or half empty? For me, it's half full. Now, yes, I have moments, and I'm sure you do too, where you sit there and you shake your head and you're like, there's no way I'm getting through this. But you see, it's a moment. It's a snapshot in time. And that moment is fleeting. I'm present in it. I allow myself to feel what I feel. I allow myself to express myself within reason. Because you know there are situations that you just get angry about. But that doesn't mean I go around punching walls and everything. I may express myself and be like, oh, you will not believe what's happening. I may raise my voice a little bit. I may actually then put my fist on the counter. But I don't break things. I don't throw things. Do I yell at God sometimes? You better believe it. But guess what? It's a moment. And then I can come back and take a deep breath and say, you know what? God's got me. I don't know where this is going to lead me, but I know He's got me right where He wants me. And I'm going to look for those blessings. I'm going to look for that silver lining. I'm going to see that that glass is half full. In fact, I see that it's absolutely overflowing. It's not about what I control. It's about whose I am. Who do I belong to? My Creator. And I can get myself all caught up in everything. Think about the world right now and where we're at. Let's be real. I don't care if it's your news feed that you're reading. I don't care if it's something you're streaming or if you're getting your news on a traditional satellite or cable TV. But anything that pops up regarding the news, I don't know about you, but I just kind of want to throw whatever I have out the window. It's frustrating. And then you have the natural disaster, Hurricane Ian. Florida, ravaged by this hurricane. Rubble everywhere. Lives lost. Families uprooted. Yet, when you talk to people, they still see the rainbow on the other side. That doesn't come because, oh, well, they just decided to forget about their feelings. No, there's something greater than. It's their gratitude. That is what empowers your hope. And God will give it to you. But you have to be willing to intentionally look for it. Because if you don't search that out, guess what you're going to find? Everything negative. I promise you, because it's there. So don't allow yourself to get stuck in a rut. Drown yourself in an abundance of gratitude. There you will weather the storm and see the possibilities. If you keep rehashing what isn't working, you're only going to stay right where you are. So move forward with the intention to observe the blessings God has given before you. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.